Glacier Bears 33%, Craig Panthers 30% from the field. And the Panthers inbounding, they get it into Yates. Yates on the dribble, comes right-hand side to Aspen Hansen. Up to Denon, at top key to Ashley Hansen at the high post. Aspen on the right baseline, up with a shot, leaves it long, Bowling with the rebound, up and good for two. Mary Bowling with her first two, cuts that lead to two for the Glacier Bears, 12-10. Get it into Krager. Krager back to Swinton, still working against his full court pressure over the 10-second line to Coward. Coward up ahead to Larson. Larson's got a lane to the basket, up off the glass and in for Janae Larson. If the Glacier Bears keep breaking the press like that, Craig's probably going to have to rethink their strategy and back up a little bit. Denon goes into Ashley Hansen, and she's going to be fouled. I believe that's going to be on Cowart, who's the one that had a hold of her arm. So Destiny picks up her first personal. That's the third team foul on the Glacier Bears here in the game. Aspen Hansen on the inbounds, right baseline, looking for a cutter. She'll get it in to Yates. Yates dribbles up to the top of the key, gets it to Denon. Denon left side to Aspen Hansen. She looks inside to Bowling, covered nicely by Cowart, so she reverses up top to key. Back to Aspen Hansen on the left wing. Aspen surveying the defense up top to Denon. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. Aspen Hansen gets it into a cutting. Ashley Hansen, she's going to be fouled by Larson on her way to the hoop, and so Ashley Hansen will be going to the line shooting two. That's going to be Janae's first personal. Fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. Ashley Hansen 1-for-4 from the free throw line in their game against Petersburg last night. Her first one back rim, no good. Has another one coming to her off the bench for the Glacier Bears, Jordan Stegen. She'll be checking in for Larson. That Glacier Bears controlling the boards in that first quarter, 10-3, using that height to their advantage. This one's off as well, and Swinton down with the rebound. She's going to push it up the right-hand side of the court. Aspen Hansen gets in there, steals the ball away from her. Aspen's going to try and go in, and Swinton's going to block the shot out of bounds, so the Panthers are going to have to earn it against the defense. Aspen with those quick hands got in there and flicked that away from Swinton. Had a lane to the basket, but Swinton with the recovery to prevent the layup. 6:46 left in the first half. Glacier Bears by 4, 14-10. Hansen looking for a cutter on the inbound. Gets it to Denon. Denon, far left side of the court, comes up top to Yates. Yates can drive down the center of the lane, kicks it back out to Aspen Hansen. She's way behind the three-point line now. She's going to back it up even further. Surface to the top of the key, just inside the center circle. Surveys the defense, comes right-hand side to Yates. Yates looking inside the bowling, nothing there. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. Goes high post to Aspen Hansen. Down to her sister Ashley. That one swatted by Swinton. Back out to Denon. Denon with the shot. And that's going to be off the Glacier Bears and out of bounds, according to the official. I thought Bowling hit that. So we got Alicia Barlow checking in for Yates for the Craig Panthers. Aspen Hansen, right baseline. She'll trigger the inbounds for the Panthers. Looking for a cutter. Gets it into Bowling. Bowling got inside of Swinton that time. Up and good for two. Glacier Bears coming back against that full court pressure. Swinton on the left side. She's going to drive in. And, whoa, little circus shot there by Kaylee fading away. And she got that to go somehow. 6 minutes left in the first half. Back to a four-point lead for the Glacier Bears. And that pass is going to be a little bit ahead and off of Pia Denon's hands and out of bounds back to the Glacier Bears. Haley Ebbinghausen coming in for the Panthers now. She'll come in for Bowling. Still for court pressure against the Panthers. Glacier Bears have so many players right around the ball. I think they need to get a little more spacing back there. It'll make it easier to break this pressure. Swinton throws it up ahead to Cowart. Cowart tries to get the baseline cut off by the Panthers. Back up top to Swinton. Swinton from 17. And that'll rattle in through the rim and drop. 6-point lead for the Bears now. Barlow on the dribble for the Panthers. Cross the 10-second line. Goes left-hand side to Denon. Denon overlooks the defense. She'll drive into the free throw line. Has that ball tipped away by Bradford. Bradford's going to get taken down as she tries to get up the court. A little sandwich there between the Denon and Barlow. And that'll be Alicia Barlow's second personal foul. Fourth team foul. The Glacier Bears will be inbounding. Almost at half court, right in front of us here. It'll be Swinton on the inbounds. Pressure defense still by the Panthers. Swinton's going to get the ball in up ahead to Bradford. Bradford On the dribble, hands it back to Swinton. Swinton stops and pops from three. That one's going to be long. Rebound by Cower. Cower tries to go up with it, but knocked out of her hands and to the Panthers. Aspen Hansen gets it over to Barlow. Barlow quickly up into the front court. Now she'll slow down, come right-hand side to Aspen Hansen. Aspen looking inside to Ebbinghausen. Nothing there. She'll reverse it through the top. Now it comes back to Hansen. Hansen wide open for three. Back rim rebound tipped out by Bradford for the Glacier Bears to Hansen. Now they go down inside to Ashley Hansen, and she's going to get the blocking foul on Cowart. So that'll be Destiny's second personal foul, 15th foul on the Glacier Bears, and that'll send Ashley Hansen back to the line for another two free throws. First one, rims all the way around and out. And into the game we have Zano and Larson coming in for Bradford and Cowart. I don't know if we're going to see Autumn anymore in this game. She's over on the sideline. She's doesn't look like she's got an injury of some sort, and they're trying to get her sorted out. We'll see what can happen here with the Glacier Bears. Zano gets it up ahead to Krager. Krager controls the ball back to Swinton. Swinton. Going to drive down the center of the lane, puts up the running 14-footer, leaves it a little bit short. Stegen down with the rebound. She's going to try and dribble the ball out of the key, gets it to Swinton. Swinton trying to drive in, and we're going to get a blocking foul. I'm guessing it's going to be on Aspen Hansen. We'll be on the ground, so it'll be baseline ball for the Glacier Bears. Oh, they're going to call that on Barlow. I think the Panthers probably wanted that on Hansen because that would have only been her second, but that's Barlow's third personal foul. We probably won't see her again for the rest of the first half. Yates comes in for her. Larson on the baseline looking for a cutter for the Glacier Bears. Tries to get it into a posting up Krager and off the foot of Ebbinghausen. So the Glacier Bears will reset. Now the team goes to the right-hand side. They flood to the left. Larson looking for somebody. She'll throw it up top to Swinton. Swinton tracks it down before it goes across the half-court line over to Zano. Zano back to Swinton. Swinton drives the left. She's going to turn to the right, stops and pops, and that's going to be money for Kaylee Swinton. She's got nine, and we got a seven-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Aspen Hansen across the 10-second line goes left-hand side to Yates. She drives down. She's going to be hacked by Stegen. Jordan going for the block shot there and got a whole lot of arm on Sarah Yates. So Yates will be going to the line shooting two free throws. That's going to be the second personal on Stegen, 16 foul. Yates at the line. She was 1-for-2 from the free throw line yesterday. First one is up. Back rim no good. Glacier Bears 20, Craig Panthers 13. 4:10 left in the first half. This is a win-or-go-home game. Winner gets to play tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the loser of this game, unfortunately, has to start preparing for next year's season. Bradford back into the game for Stegen. Yates back at the line. Her second shot is up, and she gets this one. First points for Sarah Yates. That's her third point of the game. Cuts that lead to six. Swinton against that full court pressure. She gets it across the 10-second line, gets the screen from Bradford. Dumps it down low to Krager. Krager turns up off the glass. Oh, this one rims in and out. Rebound comes down to Aspen Hansen. Nice look by Krager. Just an unkind rim. Aspen Hansen now brings the ball up, goes left-hand side to Yates. Looking down low, nothing there, so she reverses it up top through Denon, over to the right-hand side to Aspen Hansen, down to Ashley Hansen on the baseline. They're going to get Krager reaching over the top. And that will be 17 fouls now on the Glacier Bears, so it will be a one-on-one situation for the Panthers. That's going to be Michaela Krager's first personal foul. And we've got a one-on-one opportunity for Ashley Hansen. She's 1-for-4 from the free throw line so far today. That's her only point coming from the line. Her shot is up, and she rolls that one in. She gets one more coming to her. She's got two now. Cuts the Glacier Bear lead to 5, 20-15. 3:43 left in the first half. Ashley Hansen's second shot is up. Back rim rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton turns around. She'll head up the court. They've got Yates guarding her. She'll get a screen from Stegen, but Yates is going to reach in, foul Swinton. So that'll be Yates' first personal foul, be the 16th foul on the Panthers. The next one, the Glacier Bears will be shooting. Cowart into the game for the Glacier Bears. She'll be coming in for Krager. Swinton gets the ball into Bradford. Bradford in the backcourt, Panthers looking to double-team her, but she dribbles around him, gets it down in the post to Coward, through her hands and out of bounds. Nice entry pass by Bradford that time. I don't think Destiny was ready for that. Went right through her hands and out. The Panthers have the ball. The Aspen Hansen run on the point again for the Panthers. Clay Chabert still in that 2-3 defense. Aspen Hansen comes up to the three-point line where she's picked up by the Glacier Bears. Goes left-hand side to Denon. Now back up top to Yates. Right side to Hansen. Hansen drives in. Dump pass down to Ebbinghausen. Up off the glass and good for two. Nice little two-man game there between Hansen and Ebbinghausen to get the bucket. Glacier Bears go over the top to Cowart. Now Destiny's looking for some help. Going to get the ball to, tried to get to Larson outside of her hand, but chased down by Zano. Zano goes to Larson and through her hands. Aspen Hansen on it now. She's going to drive down on the right-hand side. Wild shot. No good, but that'll be a foul on Zano. Centered her to the line, shooting two. The Tulsi Zano, that's her first personal. Send Aspen Hansen to the line for two. She's got 4 points on the game-leading score for the Panthers. Three-point lead for the Glacier Bears, 20-17. First one for Hansen is in and out. Aspen at the line for a second. We're going to have a lane violation on the Glacier Bears because Anna went in there after she got the ball. She's going to miss the shot. Now they're going to call the lane violation.
I didn't think they were going to call it there. They waited for such a long time.
Well, you wait. If they make the shot, you don't call it. Shot misses, and then you call it. And they'll give Aspen another opportunity here to make this free throw. And she does, making the best of her second opportunity there. She's got five, and we've got a timeout here. It'll give us a chance to thank our underwriters, let everybody know that this broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KH&S and Haynes Real Estate, the Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Olridge Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynesboro and Southeast Road Builders.
Well, rebounding anyway, it's kind of dropped off a little bit, but when you're making 4 out of 7 from the field, you don't get a lot of offensive rebounds on it. On the other hand, the Craig Panthers only put up 10 shots, 3 of those to go, however, but both teams are kind of doing what they want to do here, go down low, get some points off of it. I noticed the last few trips down the court, they've tried to go down low to get more fouls on, Coward in the ball game, of course, trying to get another foul on her before the end of this first half of play. But the pressure that the Panthers are putting on, full court man-to-man pressure, hasn't really paid off very well. I'm surprised that maybe they may make a change here later on. They're playing a man-to-man defense, too, and Glacier Bears have been able to take advantage of it.
Well, they haven't necessarily gotten direct steals off of it, but it's forced the Glacier Bears into some passes because that last opportunity by Hansen was caused by a turnover for the Glacier Bears. The time ball before that, Coward, it went through her hands. So the Glacier Bears are getting opportunities. They just need to hang on to the ball here. So they get it into Bradford. Bradford on the dribble. She's going to go up the right-hand side of the court. She's got a lane across the 10-second line. She's picked up by Aspen Hansen. Gets it up ahead to Coward. Coward double team. Back to Bradford. To Swinton. Over to Zano. Zano tries to go cross-court pass. Over to Bradford. They go inside, should have been a foul on Ebbinghausen over the back, don't call it, get it to Coward. Coward's got a lane on the left-hand side, up off the glass and good for two for Destiny Coward. She's got eight, nice move by Destiny, breaking down the defense, back to a four-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Aspen Hansen comes up to the three-point line, picked up a dribble, she's about 5 feet behind it, pass that one up. Yates gets the rebound though, and up off the glass for two, long rebound comes out to the Panthers. Glacier Bears get it into Larson. Larson's going to drive up the right-hand side. Looking for somebody, she's going to travel. Well, they're going to get a jump ball, bailed out the Glacier Bears that time. Janae just kept walking with the basketball. I think she needs to stop before she gets to that half-court line, turn and reverse it around. And I think that's probably what, we've got a 30-second timeout here by Coach Brittenham, and I'm guessing that's probably what he's going to tell them, too. You can get all the way up and keep going, but you don't want to stop right across that half-court line. You're pretty much dead meat there.
Well, it's easy to talk about, but it happens a lot. And actually, it's kind of the design part of the defense that the Panthers are putting out. As soon as the girl comes across the half-court line, they've been double-teaming both sides no matter what. The Yates girl has been playing really tight man-to-man defense on Swinton, even though there's a tremendous difference in height. they're taking the ball out of Swinton's hands initially. And then, of course, Kaylee's got to get herself free off of a screen or something to get the basketball back. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, have done a nice job going down low to Cowart, getting that easy bucket, and, you know, not necessarily trying to go through Swinton every time.
Now we have Bradford on the inbounds. We've got Swinton with her, but they've got both Yates and Hanson guarding Swinton. They'll get it to Zano. Zano's the one they're backing off of. Zano has the ball now. She's going to be tied up by the Panthers, and we'll have a jump ball. This one here will be going to the Panthers now. And Stegan's going to be coming off the bench for Zano. Denon on the inbound to Aspen Hanson in the backcourt. She'll bring it up for the Panthers. Aspen Hanson slowly. Now she comes over to Yates on the right side with the pass. Looking inside to Ebbinghausen. Covered by nicely by the Gracious Glacier Bears. Yates' shot is going to be blocked and out of bounds. So the Panthers will inbound on their baseline. Right-hand side of the key. It'll be Aspen Hanson calling out number two. Everybody screening up. Got girls rolling to the basket. They get it out to Yates on the far right baseline. She throws it up top to Denon. Denon goes left-hand side to Hanson out of her reach and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears here with an opportunity. 1:27 left in the first half of play. 22-20. Glacier Bears clinging to that two-point lead. Larson looking on the inbound. Gets it to Stegan. Stegan's going to drive up that right-hand side, and we're going to get a foul on one of the Panthers. Pointing at Aspen Hanson. That'll be the 17th foul on the Panthers. So we'll have Glacier Bear going to the line. So that's two on Hanson. And we'll have Stegan going to the line for a one-on-one opportunity.
Well, two-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They had it up to six a couple different times here, but Panthers just keep fighting back.
Jordan Stegan was 4-for-8 from the line yesterday. First one is up, back rim, comes out long to Yates for the Panthers. Yates gets it over to Aspen Hanson. She'll push it up into the front court. Stops just behind the three-point line where she's picked up by Bradford. Bradford comes out and pressures her. They go left-hand side to Denon. Denon reverses it back up top to Hanson. Hanson looks right-hand side to Yates. She goes up high to catch the pass. Pressure defense put on her by Stegan now. Yates will dribble way out high. Looks for a screen on the right-hand side. Looking for something to do. Comes right-hand side to Denon. Denon goes inside. Ball stripped away. Swinton comes up with it. Tries to get it out to Larson. Stolen away by Ebbinghausen. Through Yates' hands. And Bradford comes up with it on the far right side of the court. She's going to dribble up the right-hand side. Tries to get down to the baseline. Can't get there. Comes up top to Stegan. Stegan on the dribble. Gets it to Swinton. Swinton again covered by Yates. Swinton's going to drive past her, gets down to the baseline, and we're going to get Aspen Hanson's third personal foul. She's got her hands all over Swinton, and Swinton was trying to get down there. There'll be a one-on-one opportunity for Swinton now at the line with 34 seconds left in the first half. So Aspen Hanson will be coming out. We've got Barlow coming in for her. They don't want her to pick up that fourth personal foul. Just these 34 seconds left, and Swinton at the line. With the one-on-one opportunity, she's got 9 points facing the Glacier Bears. Cowart with 8, and Larson with 5. First one is good for Swinton. She gets one more coming to her. Swinton at the line for her second. This one is up and good. With 11, it's a four-point lead for the Glacier Bears. 30 seconds left in the half. Yeah, Barlow comes right-hand side to Denon. Denon goes inside to Yates in the post. She throws up the shot and makes it. 5-2 in against all those 5-9-10 girls. She throws it over the top of them and makes the shot. Glacier Bears trying to go long. Oh, bad pass by Swinton there. Didn't get it anywhere close to far enough to Larson. So the Panthers are going to have another shot here before the end of the half. They get it up top to Barlow. Barlow comes right-hand side to Denon. She drives the baseline, goes up with the shot. Weak side rebound by Swinton. Swinton's going to pull the ball out of there, but before we had the buzzer, we had a foul on one of the Panthers. So Swinton will be getting the one-on-one opportunity before we go into the locker room. It was number 3, Sarah Yates. So that's going to be her second personal. And Swinton will have a chance here to extend this lead for the Glacier Bears before we go into the halftime. Right now they're up to 24-22. Swinton's first shot is good. got one more coming here. Oh, they're going to put 1 second or something back on the clock, so they're going to have all the girls come out on the court. 1.3 seconds left is going to be left on the clock after Swinton shoots the second one. So now they're trying to get everything situated with the clock operator here. They're not telling us anything, so apparently they're going to wipe out the make by Swinton and go back to a one-on-one opportunity since all the girls are back on the court now. Kaylee has to make it a second time, and this one here is off the mark and rebound down by the Panthers, and there won't be any shot there, so Glacier Bears 24, Panthers 22 at halftime.